You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Let's see, what are we going to do today?
This is why the show never gets recorded on time.
Should I record it?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Good. Want to do a show?
You know what? It's such a beautiful day. Let's do two. Play.
Okay. I'm going to play Andrew Bird. It's not the first time we've played Andrew Bird in our lives. This is probably, it depends how you count it. Andrew Bird has a new record coming out in March. And the new record is called Break It Yourself, which is a great title. Mm. This could be his 12th record, depending on how you count. The first piece I ever did with Andrew Bird was 1998.
Wow.
Let's play this music. I'll come back and talk a little about Andrew Bird. This song, like I said, is called I and I. Snake Pit.
Give yourself a hand, the hand is yours, and the eye that eyes itself is your eye, and the ear that hears itself is too, and you're getting too close, you're getting too close, you're getting too close to your soul. You've done the impossible. Yourself apart, made yourself vulnerable. No one can break your heart, so you break it yourself. Bring in your own, break it yourself. Bring in your own, break it yourself. Give yourself a hand, the hand is yours, and you go ahead and bring it out. Go ahead and stretch it out. Go ahead and wear it inside. Ah, daydripping desert makes this boy and girl too wise. Through rigid, lawless sand. Stories high, and you re-eye and I and I and I and I, and it's I and I and I and I and I and I and I. All this time it took to realize. You could use some help. Bring in your heart, break in the shell. Bring in your heart, break in the shell.
Whistling into the sunset.
That's his thing. It's his trademark. He does it better than Just about anybody else I can think of. I will say, though, when I listened to this record the first time, I immediately liked it. And then I heard the whistling, and I thought, I immediately liked that. But at the same time, it's sort of his thing, and it feels like there hasn't been a lot of, I don't want to say growth, but his sound hasn't really evolved much over the last several records.
You know, the thing about Andrew's whistling to me is that I get the impression that he writes his melodies through whistling because they are very memorable. I walk away from an Andrew Bird record and I can remember a song, at least a part of a song that I'll take away. And that, that's one thing that's really actually a sort of a lesson for some people writing songs. If you want to write a melody catchy, whistling's one good way to do it. But there are, and I don't have permission to play a lot of things on this. So if I just fade this in right here. I was listening to this record coming home, and this is the last cut on the record, Bells, B-E-L-L-E-S. I think there's a lot of things. There's an 8-minute track on this, Hole in the Ocean Floor.
He's trying some.
I think there's definitely a lot of stretching. In fact, when he played Washington recently at a synagogue here, he did all sorts of stuff that was really just experimental, just trying out ideas. I think he's not a person stuck in one place. Though I do think when you hear a song like that, Break It Yourself, the title track, you do hear very familiar themes in Andrew's music.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing. Yeah. I mean, there are bands who stay in a sound, and I want them to because I like that sound so much. But. Well, you mentioned that you think he writes his melodies by whistling. I think this next band, when I listen to them, I think that they write the words first and then come up with a melody to fit the words rather than the other way around. And I think the result is that they come up with some really surprising, interesting melodies. The band is called Hospitality.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah, it's a very sweet, short little, it's sort of low-impact, bouncy pop, but I really like it. And the singer, Amber Papini, she has a distinctive voice and some great melodies. I want to play a song from their self-titled debut that's just coming out. This song, I think, will resonate with a lot of early 20-somethings out there. It's called Liberal Arts.
So you found the lock, but not the key that college brings, and all the trouble of a BA in English literature instead of law.
Thank you.
I couldn't help hearing Andrew Bird in that. That synth line was totally a sine wave and a whistle, you know,
yeah,
sort of the same thing, pure little.
Yeah, I could totally hear him whistling that. This is a pretty easy listen. Just some of the sweetest, infectious pop music I've heard so far this year. And, oh no.
What?
Danger, Bob. Danger, Bob. You know what this means.
Talk to me. Hello, New York. What have we going on?
Have we going on everything? Everything is happening at the same
time. This means that Franny Kelly is joining us from New York.
Every week we're going to have a passionate member of our staff come on and talk about the passionate things that they're passionate about, because hell, we have some awfully passionate discussions in this building, and I don't think they get conveyed. I think they wind up as lists, and I don't think anybody goes
things to read.
Right, and I don't think people, if they could imagine the dust that gets kicked up amongst the things we care about.
Yeah, I guess he did. That's true.
It's the good and the bad. We wouldn't do it any other way, I don't think. And we come up with the best stuff because of it. One of Franny's passions, she has many, but one of them would be hip-hop. And so last week we had Lars Gotrich, and all year long I'm just going to keep doing this. I'm going to run around the room, and I'm going to tap people on their shoulders, and I'm going to say, would you like to come on the show this week?
Pardon me. Would you mind being on my music program?
So Franny Kelly works in New York these days. We don't see her as often as we'd like. Actually, don't even know what you'd like to play for us today.
I was searching around for things that Bob and Robin, you would like, and where I landed was
so
like,
what does that mean to you?
I don't think we want to know. But.
No.
Come on.
Yo, don't be a hater. Come on. It's going to be a mix of live instruments and samples.
Good. That's good. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's going to be like a funny vibe, like jokes, musical allusions, okay, and whatnot. And I was thinking the best
Jokes
way to
theme.
Do that would be to go not East Coast or West Coast, but Third Coast. So to
Excellent.
Atlanta
Excellent.
We go.
Good, good.
What's the cut?
This is a track by a new group called Indeed, which is two guys that are really part of a larger group called 5 Points. So this is a song called Black Tears that came out in early January.
Slow me down.
You know, Franny, this is kind of like being a great cook, where you like take all the sorts of things we like and you throw them together and you invite your guests over for dinner, and you did it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mmm, that was good.
I'm so proud.
Yeah.
That was tasty.
Thank you very much. Franny Kelly, really nice, right? One more time on the song title and artist.
That's Black Tears. It's by a group called Indeed. It's produced by a guy named Burn One, who's making a lot of really interesting stuff. The guitar is by this guy named Ricky Fontaine, who I found out today named his guitar Lucy.
Nice.
You know, speaking of guitar, before you go away, do you know anything about the group Spoke Mthombo?
A little bit. He's a new signee to Sub Pop, right? And he's from South Africa.
Right. And this record's been... Have you listened to this record yet?
Barely.
Okay, so I've been trying to, and not trying to and like it's hard, but trying to like put my finger on this record. It's like this record feels like a train wreck to me, in that at times it's like it feels talentless, and at other times it feels incredibly talented. I'm fascinated by this record. I can't stop listening to it. I'd like to play a cut off of it. And the guitar player is actually, he seems to be the entire glue of this record. So let's play a cut off of Spoke Mthombo. The song I want to play is called Stuck Together. Thanks, Franny.
Thanks again,
Franny.
Thank you,
Bob. Later, Robin.
Later.
Stop together. My bones stand against my cup, lower me down the hole. Let me rest my bones. Let me rest my bones. Pink is for my head, Lord. Black is for the pips. Those crazy little critters, dying little sticks. The woman I walk out of there at home. My children alone. My children alone. Juicy hopping out. Man, I am feeling faint now. Right now, what you say, man? The woman I walk, and the man I'm at home. My children alone, my children alone. Hold on.
place to roam with you. I'm growing old as the sun, you have long burned your place to lay down, no place in the clouds. I don't know your face or your voice by the sound. Friends come and go, crash and burn in the fun. They always come short, no one adds up in some. Oh, place in the ground, a place to lay down. You warned me before I said sit the fuck down. I will lay down with you, a place to lay down, a place to lay down, a place to lay down for two. We'll have our tombstones stuck together.
Can you, I can't even compare that to anything. I mean, there's some R&B I can think of from the 70s that's there.
Yeah, it kept evolving and changing. You think it's one thing. You say, oh, okay, well, it's this. And then it would change again. You say, okay, it's this. But very slippery.
Even more all over the record. I'll just randomly pull up. Sounds like fiery furnaces.
It reminds me of something that I've thought. You and I play music. We're musicians. Whenever I make a record,
yeah,
there's no continuity in it, right? Every song sounds like it's a different kind of song. And I always think, why don't more musicians do that? I don't do it intentionally. It's because I don't have a sound, right? Someone like Andrew Bird, you can tell instantly it's an Andrew Bird record, mm-hmm. for example. And I always wondered why more musicians don't do what it sounds like he's doing. Why aren't more records chopped up like that?
Yeah.
I want to play someone whose voice is just sent from the heavens, Juliana Barwick, an artist we fell in love with this past year. She became one of our favorite discoveries. She doesn't have a new record yet, but she did recently put out a new single that she released online for free.
She is working on one, though, I heard with this is going to get inside baseball, but it's a boyfriend of Yonzi, Alex, from Rice Boy Sleeps. She's doing a record with him, which I'm fascinated to hear.
Yeah, it'd be really... I'm very curious to hear what possible new direction she can go in with her voice, with someone like that at the helm sort of guiding her. This song, Never Change, sounds very familiar.
Which is a vocal loop bass sort of record with a little keyboard. And,
right.
Yeah. What's it called?
Never Change.
Right. You did say that. Thank you. You know, it's been a sort of a nutty day, and we record these shows on Friday. The secret's out, and
sometimes
an hour before. But and that was just lovely to hear. I don't know if that's going to bring the show to a grinding halt or a beautiful place.
No, it's catching our breath.
Can we take a chance? Let's take a chance. I have an unopened CD by an artist I have no idea who it is.
Because can you even?
Yeah. Okay. So it says on it in English, "Artificial Lover / NAVA." Let's say it's Nava. Hmm. It looks. What country of origin would you say?
Absolutely Japan.
Yeah. Beautiful drawing of a woman with a fan in front of her, and then around her are these small
It's actually a lot of things. If you look closely, there are several guns being pointed at the viewer.
I never see the guns.
Doll heads.
I just see the fans, the rainbows, and the... And the dolls.
Yeah, fans, umbrellas, and lots of guns, actually, and then little doll heads. But you glance at it, it looks very geometric.
And I thought, this looks really interesting. I'm going to open this up. And then I thought, you know what? We do this all the time. We have to decide amongst a couple hundred things that come in every week what to even listen to, because at this point in time, there's just not enough time in the day to listen to everything we get. I'm going to open this up. And so we open up and listen to the interesting stuff. Of course, the digital downloads is a whole other story, and maybe we'll deal with that another day, because there are no covers. There is no art. But this artwork looked beautiful, and I'm going to open this up and just play it. On the back is a picture of a guy. He looks like he's playing a shamisen, which is a Japanese plucked instrument, kind of banjo, I guess is maybe
lute,
the closest.
Lute or something?
Lute, banjo.
And, should we apologize in advance
if, this, yes.
is a, if this is a total dog?
I have no idea. Let's just do it.
All right.
We'll be right back.
was not at all what I thought it was going to sound like.
Oh, that was awesome. We got the dance from Carmen in there.
Wow. I mean, I heard the shamisen in there, but...
Yeah, totally electrified.
Yeah. Well, so we looked up a little bit about this guy while the song was playing. He is from Japan. His name is Kazunori Ouchi. And Nava is his first record.
He plays shamisen, noise, N-O-I-Z-E, and beats. We should do that more often. Total random.
For the two or three people who are still listening, if you'd like to hear more like this, just drop us a note, allsongs@npr.org.
Yeah, yeah. Should we do this again?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I have to say, people often ask me, Bob, hey. What?
Robin, how do you pick the music?
And I say, usually by the cover. And I'm actually not kidding. This next one, couldn't tell you why I thought I would love it, but I set it aside. It had this sort of oil painting cover of these soft, warm colors, geometric shapes. And I just thought, this looks like something I might like. I put it in. Turns out that it's Robert Schneider, a project, Robert Schneider of Apples and Stereo. He's the guy who produced In the Airplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel. Wow. And one thing, if you love that record by Neutral Milk Hotel, one of the things about it has great, gritty guitar sound. And you'll hear that trademark gritty guitar sound on this song called Electric Flame.
Absolutely fun. Thank you, Robin. What do we got coming up? We got Sharon Van Etten, and you can listen to her whole album online, and a listening party that will put the conversation with her online for you to hear.
February 2nd, we're going to have a live webcast with Jeff the Brotherhood and the Kills. It'll get quite loud.
Yeah. Also coming up is Valentine's Day.
Right. Well, we're going to do a call out on our SoundCloud page for people to dedicate a song to somebody. It's a long-distance dedication. We're going to have people dedicate songs, tell us your story, why you picked the song, who you dedicate it to, and record your story onto our SoundCloud page. We'll play some of them on our show along with the songs, and you can dedicate a song to the person you love. Or...
Yeah, maybe the person who inspired you, maybe just someone you have.
I was going to say, or someone you don't really like very much. If there's some,
I wasn't going down that road. I was thinking of that third grade teacher you might want to dedicate a song to.
It's just nothing but rainbows in your head, Bob.
Let's hit. What are we going to?
The American Revolution. The song's "Electric Flame" from Buddha Electrostorm.
Excellent. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.